Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today, a couple of early pioneers. Harry Varney was born November 1883 in Nebraska. He was a master mason. He married Melissa Jane Kingman in 1906 at Lakeside, Washington. Melissa was born in 1889. Her father was great friends with Chief Peter Wapato. Melissa, his wife, played with the Indian chief's children. She had a beautiful horse she was proud of, and she would ride into Chelan and make the horse walk up the main street on his hind legs. Harry and Melissa had five children. Melissa Varney died in October 1947. They had 15 years together before Harry passed away in December of 1966. Then there was John Vernon. At age 73, get this, he came to Chelan in 1902 from Iowa. His wife Rhonda and daughters Ella and Dorothy and sons Anthony and Enos arrived in the spring of 1903, just as the house was almost complete. In July 1903, John filed for homestead on 160 acres in Union Valley. John was born in Derbyshire, England in 1828. He came to the United States about 1851. He lived in Texas for a time. He was married there, and his wife was drowned in a Galveston flood. He moved to Illinois, where he married Anne Griffith, also from England. They had three children before Anne died, sometime after 1874. He moved to Iowa near Sioux City, where in 1882 he married Rhonda Tone, who had emigrated from Norway. He died quite suddenly from a heart attack in December 1907. Rhonda could not read or write and spoke very broken English. She filed proof of homestead in 1909. She died in 1933 at the home of her son, Enos. Elizabeth acted as her mother's witness in legal documents. She worked in the Field Hotel at Stehekin for a time, and then in January 1910, she married Harold Watson, a First Creek rancher and son of early homesteader J. Howard Watson. Enos became a Chelan businessman and bought a home on Spader Bay, where their family still lives, in 2002. And of course, this is 2023. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.